And the second point is you can buy it for much less than its true value. And then we move on to the third point. Let's go back to our stocks. Imagine you've bought your $100,000 worth of stocks, and the day you bought them, they were worth $100,000. My third question is, what can you personally do to increase the value of those stocks?
Not much.
Well, all I can come up with is you can write a letter to the directors and wish them well and hope that they have a good day increasing the value of your stock.
Tell them to sell the corporate jet and cut down expenses.
Right.
Which they won't do.
Which they won't do. And that's about it. But now let's go back to our $1.5 million property, which you'll recall we bought for $1 million using only $100,000 cash. What can you personally do to increase the value of that property? And, you know, we could sit here for a whole week discussing things that you could do. One of the simplest things you can do is simply paint it. And that can increase the value. I bought a property once for $60,000. I painted it and sold it the following week for $80,000. Now, you might think that my paint work generated $20,000 in profit, but it didn't because I didn't even do the painting. I paid someone $300 to do that.
We can also add a garage.
Well, you can add a garage. I mean, there's a whole story that goes with that. In terms of if a garage can add something like $20 a week extra rental to that property, then in essence, the rental has gone up by $1,000 a year. And appraisers will consider that the value of the property has gone up, if we assume a cap rate of about 10%, by about $10,000. So you can go back to the bank and say, my property is now worth $10,000 more. Will you lend me more money against this? And banks will easily give you a 70% increased mortgage against that. So you can pocket $7,000.
There's one thing I did, I like garages, was because we had a carport in one house. And a carport is basically four sticks and a roof. The sides are open. So I looked at it, and the sticks were pretty good, even the foundation of it. So we basically just put siding up and an electronic garage door.
Door opener,
yeah, it became a closed garage, and that improved the value by over $20,000. We only had $500 in it. So that's what Dolph is talking about. You can improve the value of a property where oftentimes you cannot improve, or you have very little that you can do to improve the value of a paper asset.
Right. And let's look at a carport. You said four sticks or six sticks with a bit of a roof on it. In my estimate, it costs roughly $1,000 to build one of those. And you can easily get $20 a week extra in rental. It'll vary slightly depending on which country and which part of the country you're in. But that means if you spend $1,000 to build that carport, you can get $1,000 a year extra income coming out of it. Now, in my reckoning, that's 100% return. And as if that's not good enough, you can actually get a better return than that. Because as I said before, you go back to the bank and get a loan of $7,000 because you've built that carport. You use $1,000 of that $7,000 to pay for it. You're still left with $6,000 in your pocket. And Robert, that is not income. Therefore, it's not taxable.
What Dolph is talking about here is this. It's probably the fourth big reason I love real estate. Is that I can get my money out without selling the property.
Absolutely.
In other words, a lot of times if let's say I invest in IBM shares, if I want money out, I generally have to sell the shares.
Right.
But with a piece of property, if I improve it and all this, or the valuation goes up, instead of selling the property, which most people do, which makes no sense to me, why would you sell a good property? I just go back to the bank, get a new appraisal, and let's say it's gone up $25,000. I can ask the bank for an extra $10,000 on the extra equity in the property. I get my cash out. I go buy a second piece of property. I just love it because that's how I keep increasing my wealth, because it's better to have two rental properties than one. And then once I have two and it goes up in value, I borrow more money out. This is good debt, as I say, and I go buy another piece of property. That's why I really loved it. When I meet people who sell their property, I always wonder, why did you do that?